I want to talk today about visiting the pyramids. You ever been there? Some of you have been there. I've been amazed as we've studied about this and about the pyramids, even in the preparation of this lesson. You know, the largest of the pyramids is 480 feet high. That is massively huge. And the base of that pyramid is 13 acres. Now, if you want to see how big the base of it is, when you step outside, recognize that we have 12 acres here, and the pyramid just simply would not fit on all of the property from the highway all the way back, all the way over to Palm's Edge. The pyramid just would not fit. You know how many blocks were in it? Somewhere between 2 and 2.5 million. I think whoever was counting it lost count. But, over 2 million blocks of wood were used in the erecting of this pyramid, and those blocks weighed 2 tons to 70 tons. Isn't that amazing? When they're built, everybody's still trying to figure it, but in all probability, Abraham could have seen these very pyramids that are there. And when he went down into Egypt, the book of Genesis tells us about his trip down to the land of Egypt. Even Abraham might have seen these pyramids that were there. It's an astounding thing to think about visiting. Wouldn't you like to visit the pyramids? Let me ask you this. Have you visited the pyramids in Palm Beach County? Those pyramids in Palm Beach County, have you noticed where they were? We were talking about the date of the erecting of those pyramids over in Egypt. The first pyramid that we're going to talk about today was erected in 2004. I'm surprised some of you have not seen that pyramid. And the next year, 2005, there was another one. And 2006 and 2007. There are 5 pyramids in this county. I'm not sure if you understand what I'm talking about. Maybe those of you who've been members of this church for the last 5 years know what this pyramids that I'm talking about. But I think about all of the new members that are here and all of those who can't remember everything that's involved with that. But the pyramids that we're talking about are pyramids that are tied to Mission Sunday. Mission Sunday may not mean anything if you're visiting with us or if you're a new member of this congregation, but let me explain to you what Mission Sunday is all about. It is the last Sunday of January. And so we're 2 weeks away from having that thing that time that is called Mission Sunday. And we'll be talking a lot about it. You'll be hearing a lot more about it. But so you'll understand what Mission Sunday is all about. That pyramid is tied to Mission Sunday, and it came as a result of the elders back at the, 6 years or more ago. The elders kept talking about the matter of mission work, and they kept asking the question, are we doing all we can in mission work? And is there any way that we can do more? And so Mission Sunday became a part of that. Because of the fact that we just wanted to heighten the visibility of mission work in this congregation, and we wanted to open the door to do more if there's any way that we could do that. And so here's what the elders did. The elders said, instead of running the church on a 52 weeks budget, we will take the $50,000 that we've been spending for mission work, and we'll talk a little bit more about how those monies were spent prior to the time of the building of that first pyramid. And we'll take all of those monies and say to the congregation, if you really want to do mission work, then here's the monies that need to be given. But we make this commitment to you that above the monies that you have been given on that last Sunday of the month when that Mission Sunday contribution is made, every nickel that you give above that will be devoted to mission work. That's an astounding concept and an astounding realization. Well, what kind of mission work had we been doing? Well, we'd been doing mission work that involved sending a little bit of money to a few places and some more to some other place. For example, we had Ray Leonard down in South Africa, and we Surrender Singh over in the Bahamas, and we were supporting two Haitian works down in the Miami area. We had that one day a week, really radio program being broadcast out of Stuart. And then we also at that time had begun our support of Chris Fry and then of Tamuka and then of Nana and then of Robert Martin. We were doing all of that, and we don't, no need to talk about a lot of these. I could talk about Tamuka and Nana. They came as a result of World Bible School. It was that D. Man Waring that did that so many years ago and had several hundred students over in Africa, and he was able to find these two brethren that over there. We've been supporting, we were supporting those men back there in 2003, and we're still supporting these. In fact, if you'll look at the screen there, only those things on the bottom of the screen, the bottom row, are no longer a part of the work that we're doing. And as we build the pyramid today, everything as you go up the pyramid is still a part of the work that that we're trying to do in reaching out and touching the lives of others. We don't have to say too much about Robert Martin. He comes here so often, and we count Robert as our own missionary. I hope you have that feeling of allegiance to him. I'm always amazed whenever Robert gets here that, you know, we give him that monthly support, and he shows up and we'll put the baskets out, and I think I know at least the bottom number of the amount of money we gave to him was $4,000, and I think there's been more than that given whenever he was here, the great work that he was doing out there. But the elder said, look, we need to be doing more. And so in addition to this, even in 2003, we were having those teen mission trips. We had been for 5 years or for 4 years doing the heart-to-heart mail out into this area, and then the support that we were giving to Apologetics Press. And so the number of monies, the dollars we were given for mission work prior to that first pyramid was $50,000 a year. Now, that came out of just that regular budget. It came out of the, whenever you see the budget announcement and the monies that we need in order for the church to operate, a part of that budget that was there, $50,000 of it was given to mission work. The elder said, take that $50,000 out and let's just tell the church, whatever you give, $50,000 and more, will be devoted to mission work. And they made a commitment that is what would happen. Well, we had no idea what that number would be. But would you believe that in 2004, when we first had the pyramid of work that we were trying to do, that we gave $123,000 that one Sunday? And one of the elders said to me at that time, we did not know this church. We had no idea of the commitment of this church to getting the gospel to the world. We knew it was committed, but this level of commitment, we need to understand the spirit of sacrifice that brought that about. There were not any massively huge checks in the monies that were given on that day. But it was the result of every one of us. And I believe almost every Mission Sunday we've ever had, we've had the children on that Sunday to bring a glass jar full of the pennies and nickels and dimes that they've been saving throughout all of the years. And so it was the gift of everyone. It's whenever you take just a small amount. If you have 200 families and you give $50 each, isn't that... $5,000. You stop and think about it. You add those numbers together, and all of a sudden, those numbers really become massively huge. And I am so thankful for the spirit of sacrifice and the commitment that this church has to evangelism and to reaching out and touching the life of the lost. So in the rest of today's lesson, we want to look back at the 5 years that's been involved in Mission Sunday. And I believe when you leave today, you're going to have a feeling of thanksgiving within your heart that God has been unbelievably wonderful for us. You talk about those teen mission trips. We have made 20, since the beginning of teen mission trips, we have made a total of 23 mission trips with our young people. Isn't that astounding? You begin looking at the number and you think about the fact
This church believes that young people, this church believes in you. And whenever that contribution comes up later this year, you're going to see again, this church believes in you. 23 different trips have been made by our teens. We mentioned that Heart to Heart magazine, and we don't have to tell some of you about that. You know, what a great, great blessing it's been to us. And we've been able to send that out. You know, we send out 7,500 issues. 6 times a year, every other month they go out. That's 46,000 issues of that paper every year that's mailed to this all around our building here. And in the 9 years in the 5 years we've been doing it, 234,000, that's before Mission Sunday, and the 9 years altogether, 421,000 issues. Folks, that's nearly 500,000, preachers count. That's nearly 500,000 of those booklets that's been delivered to homes right around our building. Don't you rejoice to know about that? And then think about the impact of Apologetics Press. Brethren, I am so overwhelmed with Apologetics Press and what it does. Now, in case you may not be fully aware if you're a new member of the congregation, but this congregation has a unique relationship with Apologetics Press because the monies that are given for the salaries of those men that are there are funneled through here. Our elders make trips almost every year for the last 2 or 3 years. They've gone up to sit down with these men at Apologetics Press to talk about the work they're doing and the impact. Now, it is a nonprofit, tax-exempt organization that is totally dedicated to the defense of the gospel. And I don't have to introduce to you the men that are involved in it. Dave Miller was here, and of course, Kyle and Eric and Caleb have all spoken here. But here are the key men that are involved there and set for the defense of the gospel. And this past year, in 2008, we're not going back 5 years now in relationship to this, but in 2008, they spoke in 87 cities in 21 states and 2 foreign countries. I want you to just imagine, here we are, a great part of that work has been a part of our Mission Sunday effort every time, and the impact that it is having. But the tremendous impact it has is not just these men, but there's a staff, and there are 4 other men that are sort of key men that are involved in that work that's there. But a great part of the work that they do has to do with the internet. Not only are they out speaking, but they're using the internet. And in last year, 4,087,561 page hits. That's not, the total hits is even larger than that. But all that means is that in this last year, 4 million pages on the internet. People looked at that page, and they'd look at another page, and they'd look at another page, and they'd look at another page. In fact, Apologetics Press reaches around the world, 340,000 hits per month, 4 million for the year. Listen to these numbers, 11,000 per day, 437 per hour, 8 per minute, every 8 seconds. Somebody is there on the internet in this electronic age. And we are so much a part of what's happening at Apologetics Press. Those of you who are not acquainted with computers need to understand that if you're going to find something on the computer, there's an organization called Google. In fact, Google has become a verb. And so if somebody says, why don't you Google that, they mean, why don't you go on the internet and find out what information you can get? Now, Google says, here's what we do. We have the largest database. We have 1.5 billion pages. And so you come and you put in on the internet, you try to find something, you try to Google something, and they will look in 1.5 billion pages trying to find the information. Then they'll come back and they'll tell you, here is the best information to be found. It is the highest quality and it is the most popular site that's to be found. Got the picture? If I want to find out about dogs, I Google dogs and he'll tell me every imaginable thing you could ever want to know about dogs and then a whole lot more. Now let's talk about that spiritually. Suppose I type in the word Christian evidences. When the Google response comes back, of the 16 million pages that have anything to do with Christian evidences, anybody in the world types in Christian evidences, the number two listing there is Apologetics Press. Folks, that's a part of what we're trying to do at this church. More than any other congregation on earth, we are associated with Apologetics Press and the great work that they're doing. Suppose I look up the word apologetics, which means the defense of a faith, and I type in the word apologetics, and of the 3 million sites, it's number 7 that is listed there. Suppose I type in the word inspiration of the Bible, 7.7 million pages. 7.7 million pages. And it's number 4 of that. Suppose I type in the matter of biblical inspiration, half a million, 499,000 pages on biblical inspiration. There's Apologetics Press right on the first page. And then right below it is that paper that's operated by our brother Wayne Jackson, who's spoken here for us in times past. His Christian Courier is number nine in that listing. What about the word discrepancies? I think it's not just discrepancies of the Bible, but just discrepancies of all kind. And number 6 of 15 million pages on the internet is Apologetics Press. In fact, the first 4 or 5 of those have to do with the definition of what discrepancies are. Suppose I type in discrepancies or biblical discrepancies. Of the 272,000 pages, the number one site, judged by Google, somebody doesn't have anything at all to do, and these numbers come from Google. They're not our own manufactured numbers. But the number one site in America, the number one site in the world to learn about biblical discrepancies is Apologetics Press. Aren't you glad that you are a part of that? And then think about the matter of evil, pain, and suffering. If I type that in, of the 2.3 million, the number one thing that is there. I am so thankful that we are so much a part of Apologetics Press, and that for years, even predating the time of the pyramids and continuing onward since that time, is your contribution from Mission Sunday that makes that possible. And as we think about Mission Sunday, don't just think, well, that's a pretty good idea. No, it's not a pretty good idea. It's the greatest idea on earth, technologically, of how to teach people the truth. But I'm telling you, they're not just involved in the website. They are involved in multitudes of publications. Now, there's a monthly magazine called Reason and Revelation. You may have seen that. David has some bound copies of those. But Reason and Revelation, over the 28 years they've been publishing that, 336 issues of Reason and Revelation every month. The children's magazine, Discovery Magazine, the one for children, of that one, they've been published 19 years, 229 issues of that exist. But it's not just Reason and Revelation. They're publishing all of these books. And this is not the totality of the numbers that those brethren have published, but every one of them, great, great defenders of our faith. And then there are all of these DVDs that they've published, like Silencing of God, for one, but there are even DVDs for little children. And I don't know if you've ever seen Digger Doug, the little cartoon issue. Your children, your grandchildren need a copy of Digger Doug, published by Apologetics Press. The whole design of it is to build faith. And then in addition to that, there are the tracts and the booklets that they have produced. Many of the booklets are children's booklets. You and I need to understand and appreciate that we are part of that. And when we begin talking about Mission Sunday, we're not the only one that's involved. Brethren from all over the world are involved in it. But we are more involved in Apologetics Press than any church on this earth. And that's what Mission Sunday is all about. Now, just an addendum. Do not take these books, okay? We had to look all over the building to find copies of them. They come out of different libraries and different sources. Certainly welcome to come up and look at them. You will be astounded at what's there. But you know what Mission Sunday's also allowed us to do? It's allowed us to get involved in the Spanish work. You think of the largest minority group in Palm Beach County, and Mission Sunday has enabled us to be involved in the work that Douglas does. I get frustrated sometimes, not probably as much as Douglas does, of how fluid that community is. And people will move in and stay 2 or 3 years, and then they'll move away, and another one will move in, and another one will move away. And so the number, actual number of attendance, but you got to understand, everybody that moves in and moves away, guess what they carry with them? The truth that they learned at Palm Beach Lakes. And that's marvelous, and I'm so thankful for it. And I'm thankful for that work in the South Pacific that we've got Joey Treat here in that work. He's in Saipan out in the South Pacific, 3 different island groups that he works with. Ask Dan McLeod about the work. Joey was here, was he not, twice within the last 18 months and just a few months ago about the new building that they've erected there. We're contributing to that. But we put Joey up here to represent almost all of the South Pacific. Did anybody ask Robert Martin about what's happening in the South Pacific this year when he was here for our lectureship? He got in the car and he said, I'm not going to tell you. Well, just wait till you see my newsletter. Just wait. Just very calmly, he said, you just wait, Dan. You just got to wait. Man, when that newsletter coming out, you can't believe what. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. And so he told me how in that work that we've been a part of in the Fiji Islands for all of these years, they're now appointing elders, not just in that church, but when that one church did it, another church did it, and another church did it, and all over the South Pacific, that work that we've been involved in there in the South Pacific. And then the matter of Scott Shanahan, who's spoken here. We've made one contribution out of Mission Sunday funds to help Scott Shanahan in the work that he's doing out there in the South Pacific. Brethren, when we think about Mission Sunday, I want you to understand, 22 island nations in the South Pacific, and the Lord's church is in 17 of those islands groups. Thank God that you love Robert Martin, and that you love even more than him, you love the Lord, and you love Joy, and you love Scott, and you love all of those with whom we're involved with in that work in the South Pacific. That's what Mission Sunday is all about. And the gospel has been preached in other of those nations. It's just that the church has not yet been established. Can we talk about Marsh Harbor? Can we talk about what's happening in Marsh Harbor this year? Jeff, is it 22 or 23 baptisms in 2008? 23 baptisms. Do you know where Marsh Harbor was before we became involved in that? You understand the blessing that we've been to say to them, look, we are not going to dominate that work. We're simply going to be a sister congregation that stands beside you. And so we've helped Jason, and we are still supporting Jason in the work that he's doing. The radio work that's there, the Heart to Heart magazine that's there. And by the way, they are assuming responsibility for several of these things. And that's the way it ought to be. Not that we be a mother church forever dominating that work. We never wanted that from the beginning. But as that church grows, for them to assume greater and greater responsibility. And we sent groups of our ladies. We've sent teens. We've sent men for the men's retreat. We sent men over there to help them in the construction of that building. And in Marsh Harbor right now, the Lord's church is meeting right this very minute. And Palm Beach Lakes is one of the reasons that church is as strong as it is right now. I thank God that I'm part of Palm Beach Lakes. But it's not just that. You think about the matter of special mailings out into this area. No, adult mission trips is next. The matter of adult mission trips. Because of the monies that's been given, we have been able to supply and support the mission trips of those, not just the teens, but adults, at least in part, trips to Trinidad and Peru and Paraguay and the Bahamas. There are plans to have more in the years that come. We have made 5 trips, and there are more that are planned for this year. And then the special mail out that we did to Palm Beach County. Special issue that was done. We sent it to area codes 404, 410, and 418. We mailed out in 2007 to 48,000 homes around our building. But you just wait until next week when I show you the new mail out that we're going to do. I promise you, you'll be jumping up and down with excitement about what we're planning to do in reference to those special mailings that's there. Then there's this matter of the print material. The material that's out there, and that includes that DVD and the 18 tracks that are there and the 3 brochures and the 10,000 business. Are you aware that we're in the second printing of that DVD? More than 6,000 of those DVDs that Tim Maulbacher helped us produce. By the way, Tim right now is in India preaching the gospel at night in gospel meetings over there on a mission trip. Thank God for Tim Maulbacher, and thank God for the impact that Palm Beach Lakes has on Tim Maulbacher. But you add up the total number of brochures that have come out of the funds you supplied in Mission Sunday and the high quality of them, and 30,000 pieces of literature for monies you gave on Mission Sunday have been distributed in relationship to this. We don't have time to spend too much time talking about the fact that we were a part of that TV program that we had for what was about 6 months, and I had some problems in trying to deal with the station and work it out, so we decided that was not the best trip. But what about those TV spots? Are you aware that over 1,500 30-second ads have been on the television in Palm Beach County? Not this past year, but all together, 1,500 times people have heard about Palm Beach Lakes. Every person in this county has heard about Palm Beach Lakes. And I thank God that you are so much a part of that. And we've already mentioned the Scott Shanahan and the Bible Correspondence Course work that's done in the South Pacific that we are involved in, somewhat like D. Man Ware was involved in the work in Africa. And then last year we contributed money to helping the visibility of the building. And Doug Carrick, we thank you for what you've been able to do. And the monies are there to put those banners on the side of the building. And we gave money for the South Florida Fair, and that money is still there. You gave that money, we just can't get into the fair, but we're keeping trying. The deacons have that responsibility, and we're going to get into the South County in the fair out here at South Florida Fair. The monies are there, it's just a matter of the door opening up. Elders made their commitment to you. Whatever you give, we're going to use it to reach. And so, what God being our helper, we'll have that display booth in the fair that's out there. And then let's get to something that all of us rejoice about, and that is, as we think about those Mission Sunday funds, and that is Troy Spradling and the work that he's doing. Do you rejoice in what the gospel has done in the life of Troy Spradling? Here's a guy that, moved in here among us and started growing as a Christian and just kept growing and growing and learned to speak Spanish and went on these mission trips and all of the things. And he is right now in that school of preaching in Austin, Texas. But while he's been there, what a blessing he's been out there. He's helped the World Video Bible School in setting up their studio with cameras and things of that nature. And he's out preaching and telling every Sunday. And what a great worker he's going to be in the kingdom of God. And he finishes school in June or July. And he'll be a part of that mission team that we're putting together to be a part of Paraguay. And we'll be talking a whole lot more about that next Sunday. Aren't you glad you're a part of Palm Beach Lakes? What about this Silencing of God seminar? Just this past year, because of monies that you get, were you not filled with a sense of thanksgiving? And I don't mean pride in a bad sense, but weren't you thankful for the way that the gospel of Christ was able to shine? It touched all of Palm Beach County. 5 ads in the newspaper, radio spots. And it still has an abiding impact because people are still calling this church. People who came or heard about the seminar are still calling this church. What an unbelievable it had. We more than 750 people registered to be a part of that. And we have the names and we have the addresses of all of them. And
how thankful we were for the impact that it had. If you were there, were you not thrilled? Why, we might have been disappointed that that not everybody that said there was going to come showed up. Weren't you thrilled that over 200 people were there and got a taste of what Palm Beach Lakes was like there in the EC Auditorium? And then on the Sundays they came and got that very taste in this place. And let me tell you what else is something to rejoice about. And that is this Paraguay team and the great things that are happening in relationship to it. We're not talking a lot about it. We're going to be talking lots more about it more next week. But imagine a year from now when we talk about Chris Fry. Anybody know Chris? When we talk about Josh Blackmer. Anybody know Josh? Whenever we talk about Troy Spradling, does anybody know them? Folks, that money's that you've given for Mission Sunday has molded and shaped the lives of these young men. Since we started Mission Sunday, this congregation has given $599,065.10. Who would have ever dreamed 5 years ago that we could say, because of what happened, started in 2004 and will culminate next week, that from among us, nearly $750,000, assuming we give sacrificially, $750,000 will have come from you to touch the world. I've never done this before. I'm going to make a statement. And if you agree with it, at the end of it, I want you to say amen. But I don't want you to whisper it. If you heartily agree with it, I want you to heartily say amen. I thank God that I'm a part of Palm Beach Lakes. Amen. Pyramid is not finished. There's 2009 and the years that lie ahead. But I long for the time when I can say this congregation has given $1,000,000 to touch the lost. What a thrill. Now, I suspect when you leave here today, you're going to feel good. I hope you do. But I hope it's not a feeling of pride and foolishness, but of joy and rejoicing like that was read to us by Lawrence a few minutes ago. They laid the foundation of that temple, and there was shouting that was heard in the distant places because of what God was doing. This is Christ Church, and Christ is a part of it, and Christ lives in this church. I thank God that somebody had enough evangelistic spirit in the past to teach me the gospel. And every one of us who have been taught the gospel by others in the past owe a debt
to that world that is there. But thank God for the sacrificial spirit that you've had in making this a reality. But what about the pyramid of your life? What are you going to build it on? You better build it on faith. John 3:16 says that. I don't have to quote that one. That's one the whole world knows. But that's more than faith. The pyramid of your life needs to have the decision that you've made to be a Christian. Luke chapter 13 and verse 3 says, except you repent, you'll perish. And the decision of your life that you make must be verbalized. For with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus, thou shalt be saved, Romans chapter 10 and verse 9 says. But salvation from past sins is not completed until one is baptized, Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, for the remission of sins. And then one becomes a part of the church. His life's not finished. There's the capstone that needs to be laid in the rest of his life, and that is Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, be faithful unto death. Where are you spiritually? Are you ready for the Lord's return? If you're not, won't you let us know how we can help you by coming to the front as together we stand and sing. Will you come?